Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, thrilled that you're joining me today on Thursday. Our liturgical brothers and sisters call this Maundy Thursday, the day that we commemorate the Lord's Last Supper that Jesus had with his disciples on earth. Tomorrow, of course, being the day of the crucifixion, Good Friday. So glad that you're here. And all this week, we've been listening to Derek Prince talk to us on a theme, a series called It Cost All He Had. And Derek is really putting the cross of Jesus, the crucifixion of Jesus, the sacrifice of Jesus front and center for us here in this Holy Week, this Easter week. Yesterday, Derek was talking about the Day of Atonement and presenting it as a prophetic preview of what Jesus was to do on behalf of the people of God. A very, very powerful teaching about how Jesus shed his blood not only once, but seven times, seven being the number of God's perfection. And we saw how Jesus used his blood or Jesus shed his blood in essence, to cleanse us, to wash us. And this is so powerfully taught in Hebrews, but Derek is bringing it out in a way that we really need to understand. I'm hoping that you are meditating in these scriptures. I'm hoping that you've been with us all week and able to hear all of this. And I'm hoping that you'll log on to the website at derekprince.org to listen to any of these teachings that you've missed. Now get a notebook, get your Bible, gather your friends, and let's listen as Derek continues to teach us about the cross of Jesus, the crucifixion of Jesus, and how the shedding of Jesus' blood was great evidence of the love of God for each one of us.
If you read the writings of David and the Psalms, the writings of the prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, and others, you'll find that a significant number of times they spoke in the first person about things as if they had happened to them which never happened to them. David said in one psalm, "They pierced my hands and my feet." It never happened to David. He said, "They gave me vinegar to drink." It never happened to David. Many other different aspects of the sufferings of Christ were spoken of in the first person by the prophets of the Old Testament. What's the explanation? Peter tells us. Was the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of the Messiah, in them, testifying in advance of the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. Psalm 16 is a clear example. David said, "My soul shall rest in peace, and my flesh will not see corruption." But that was not fulfilled in David. In whom was it fulfilled? In Jesus, that's right. But I want to turn to an example in Isaiah chapter 50. Isaiah chapter 50, verses 5 and 6. And I believe this is a clear example of what we've been talking about. The Spirit of the Messiah in the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah 50, verses 5 and 6. "The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn away. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who plucked out the beard. I did not hide my face from shame and spitting." Now we have no record that any of those things ever happened to Isaiah. To whom did they happen? To Jesus, the Messiah. The Spirit of the Messiah in Jesus showed beforehand the sufferings and the glory. But what I want to point out to you is that sixth verse, "I gave my back to those who struck me." Notice, Jesus gave his back. He wasn't forced to do it. He could have refused. He did it willingly. And it says, "I gave my back to those who struck me, my cheeks to those who plucked out the beard." So I believe that revelation indicates that not merely was Jesus scourged, but in the course of all the shame and the indignation to which they subjected him, they pulled out his beard in handfuls. You cannot pull out a person's beard without drawing blood from their cheeks. So there is the third and the fourth sprinkling. His back was flogged, His beard was pulled out. I think at this point we could look for another passage in Isaiah chapter 52. Isaiah 52, which is another preview of the sufferings of Jesus. The last three verses. Isaiah 52, beginning at verse 13. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. My servant is Jesus, not named, but foreshadowed. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. And in Philippians chapter 2, Paul says, wherefore God has also highly exalted him and given him the name that is above every name, because first of all, he humbled himself to death, the death of the cross. The humiliation of Jesus is depicted in the next verse of Isaiah 52, verse 14. Just as many were astonished at you, aghast at you, so his visage was marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. Some of the modern translations indicate that that means he was so mistreated that he actually lost the appearance of a man. And if you consider all that he was subjected to, it's easy to understand how that came about. Going on with the shedding of his blood, we turn now to Matthew 27 and verse 29. The soldiers of Herod, when they had twisted a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and a reed in his right hand. And they mocked him, kneeling before him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews. Then they spat on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. And every time they struck him on the head, they pressed those sharp thorns down deeper into his scalp, and the blood came spurting out. That was the fifth sprinkling of his blood. And then in Matthew 27, verse 35, we have this amazingly short statement. Then they crucified him. And we know that in crucifixion they pierced his hands and his feet. That was the sixth shedding of his blood, the sixth sprinkling. And then after he was actually dead, the final sprinkling took place, recorded in John 19 and verse 34. The soldiers had been ordered to put the three crucified persons to death. They put to death the two thieves on either side, but when they came to Jesus, he was already dead. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water came out. That was the seventh and final sprinkling of his blood. And I believe myself that through all that he had endured and through the final thrust into the heart, the body of Jesus was emptied of all its blood. That was the price that he paid.
I want you to hold in your mind here on this Maundy Thursday, on this Thursday before the day we commemorate the crucifixion of Jesus, hold in your mind this image that Derek has taught us, of the spear being thrust into Jesus' body and all of his blood being emptied, and how it cost him everything he had. You have a Lord who loves you so much that had you been the only person on earth, he would have given all that he had. It is a powerful and transforming truth. May it be a reality in your life this day. There's so much more like this to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Jesus' sacrifice on the cross did more than rescue us from an eternity of separation from God. As wonderful as that truth is, the power of his shed blood accomplished so much more. The fact is, few Christians truly understand the astonishing depth and breadth of Christ's redemptive work. Now, in the book, The Power of the Sacrifice, Derek Prince reveals how the cross provides so much more than a ticket to heaven. Through its pages, you'll discover that when the conditions are met, Christians can apply the blood of Jesus to every area of life and witness remarkable results and benefits. These truths are so important that we want you to have a copy of your own, free and postage paid. All you need to do is ask for it when you call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The call and the book are both free. Receive the power of the sacrifice into your life today. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or request your free copy securely online when you visit us at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. I hope you've been with us today and all this week for this marvelous teaching by Derek Prince called It Cost All He Had, a great meditation for us here in this Holy Week. And Derek has just been teaching us about the blood of Jesus, about the many times that Jesus shed his blood, about what it means to us, and about how it evidences the love of God. Let's listen now as Derek Prince teaches us about how it cost Jesus all he had.
Let's consider now something else that the Old Testament has to say about the blood. And we go back again to Leviticus, the 17th chapter. I hope you're able to follow me with this, in this. It takes a certain amount of work to mine the truths of the Bible. But my personal experience is what we mine is so valuable, it's worth the effort. In Leviticus chapter 17, God is instructing Israel that they must not ever partake of the blood in the meat that they eat. This has a natural application, but it has a much deeper spiritual truth. And in verse 11 of Leviticus 17, God gives this explanation. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. Now, where the English translation says life, the Hebrew word actually is the word for soul. If you want to know the Hebrew word, it's nephesh. The soul of the flesh is in the blood. And then we have this amazing prophetic statement. God says, I have given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your soul. For it is the blood that makes atonement for the soul. That statement of God there found its fulfillment in the death of Jesus on the cross. He gave his blood to make atonement for our souls on the altar of the cross. He emptied out every drop of his life blood. And in Isaiah 53 and verse 12, the prophet says this, He shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death. Bear in mind that the soul of all flesh is in the blood. How did Jesus pour out his soul unto death? He poured it out in his blood. His soul was the life that he gave for the redemption of the world. The life that he gave to redeem your life and mine. He poured it out totally, without reservation, in his blood. Now, let's go back to our parables. The man that wanted to buy the field to get the treasure, the merchant who wanted to buy the pearl, and you remember in each case it cost him all he had. And I want you to think now of Jesus, it's the one who bought the field and the one who bought the pearl. And to buy them cost him all he had. He died with nothing. He was buried in a borrowed burial robe and in a borrowed tomb. And on his way to the tomb, he had poured out the last drop of his lifeblood. It cost him everything. Why did he pay that? What was his motive? To redeem us. He redeemed the world, not because he wanted the world. What did he want? The treasure in the world. What was the treasure? God's people. And he gave all he had to buy one pearl. What did we compare the pearl to? One redeemed soul. Let's ponder on that for just a little while. I don't believe we take nearly enough time to ponder on the love of God. I believe God has called me to his service. I believe that Jesus shed his lifeblood to redeem the world. I believe there's a treasure buried in the earth that God gave his life for. Jesus bought the fields. but it's our responsibility to dig out the treasure. We could never have paid for the field, but we can dig out the treasure. That, I believe, in a certain sense, is our ministry. That's what motivates me to proclaim the truth to the Soviet Union, to Communist China, to Southeast Asia, to Central and South America, and countless other places. Because I believe that I have a part to play in digging the treasure out of the earth. I believe it's lain in the earth a long, long while, and it's become in some ways stained and corroded. And we have the responsibility to clean it, to purify it, and to make it a treasure worthy for our Lord. That's the way I see the ministry of the gospel. It's going into the field and recovering the treasure for which Jesus died.
You know, as we contemplate the sacrifice of Jesus, I want you to make it as personal in its application as possible. But I have to tell you, there's another thing working in my soul. And that is, when I see what Jesus sacrificed, when I see how much salvation cost him, I want him to receive all that he died for. I want him to receive the rewards of all of his suffering. I want to truly disciple the nations, preach the gospel, and call in the great harvest that Jesus has won. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Jesus' sacrifice on the cross did more than rescue us from an eternity of separation from God. As wonderful as that truth is, the power of his shed blood accomplished so much more. The fact is, few Christians truly understand the astonishing depth and breadth of Christ's redemptive work. Now, in the book, The Power of the Sacrifice, Derek Prince reveals how the cross provides so much more than a ticket to heaven. Through its pages, you'll discover that when the conditions are met, Christians can apply the blood of Jesus to every area of life and witness remarkable results and benefits. These truths are so important that we want you to have a copy of your own, free and postage paid. All you need to do is ask for it when you call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The call and the book are both free. Receive the power of the sacrifice into your life today. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or request your free copy securely online when you visit us at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. So glad that you're joining us on this very special day in Holy Week. And to help make it special, I've got two special friends here in the studio with me. Dick Leggett, president of Derek Prince Ministries, is here. And Dick, thanks again for being here.
Thanks, Stephen. Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, and I'm glad you're here to celebrate this special day with us.
Yeah, yeah.
And David Holland, one of the producers of the show and a man who often joins me here in the studio. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you. Hi, guys.
You know, guys, I was just talking to the listeners here before we went to the break, and I am so passionate to see Jesus receive the rewards of his suffering. You know, once we get a revelation of the cross, we don't want to live beneath what Jesus has provided personally, but we also want to impact our world in a way that's commensurate with it. And it brings to mind, you know, there are certainly people listening who perhaps have never experienced the benefit at a personal level now, the benefit of what Jesus accomplished on the cross. I mean, Dave, take that home for us.
Well, I think that's exactly right. I think there are really two ways that Jesus can fail to fully experience the reward of his suffering. One is for people to not hear and then receive the gift of salvation that he made available on the cross. And we'll talk about that a little bit more and how to do that in just a moment. But the second way is for people who have received that gift to live beneath the privileges of the full scope of redemption that Jesus accomplished on that cross, which I think is often the case and would be the case for many of our listeners right now, that they have received Christ. They've been saved, but they're not living in the fullness of that redemption. They're not knowing the depth and breadth of everything that Jesus died to liberate for them and to purchase, liberate them from and to purchase for them. Don't you think, Dick?
Well, there are two things that I think I want you to understand as you listen to this, and I'm speaking now to you as you're listening to this program. You know, we've been talking about the parables that Derek was citing, where he said that you are the treasure in the field. You are the pearl of great price. I want you to recognize right now as you listen that you are the treasure that Jesus gave everything for. You are the pearl of great price that he sold everything to reclaim. And as you recognize that, it's important for you to realize that you can't look at what Jesus has done and just turn away without a response. He's really asking for you to respond to the demonstration of love that he's put out before you. That was the thing that brought me to the Lord years and years ago. Someone actually who was preaching said, you can't just listen to this and not respond. You can't just listen to this and turn away passively. You have to respond. I want to give you a chance right now as we're talking to respond to what Jesus has done. And if you're feeling something stirring in your heart right now, if you know that the Lord is speaking to you, even if you already have given your life to him and you're sensing that he wants you to recommit your life to him, I want you to just pray this simple prayer. Just say to Jesus, Lord Jesus, I recognize that you did this for me. I recognize that I am the pearl of great price that you gave everything for. And I thank you for that. I respond to you now by saying, Lord Jesus, here is my life in return. I give myself to you. Forgive my sins, cleanse me, and bring me fully into everything that you have for me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you've prayed that prayer, you've had a whole new start today, and we're so glad that you've been able to hear this and make that move, that step of action to respond to what Jesus has done for you.
And in fact, if you have made that step, we want to hear about it. We want to communicate with you. So please log on to the website. I know it may sound odd to go from an intimate time of prayer right into an encouragement to log on to a website. But with the modern technology that we have, websites are a place of discipleship. They're a place of teaching and training and communication. And if you've just prayed, and I'm going to ask Dave Holland to pray for us in just a moment, but if you've just prayed that prayer, then go on the website. Let us know that you've done it. And also, by the way, there's some great material to help you get grounded in your Christian life, particularly a booklet that we've been making available free all week called The Power of the Sacrifice. And you can find out as you go online how to receive that. Dave, we've only got a minute or so, but please just seal this with prayer for us today. Will you please?
I would love to. And I'd particularly love to pray for that second group of people I mentioned who are believers, but they're not walking in the fullness of all that amazing stuff that Jesus paid such a horrible price, an awful price to purchase for us. Let's pray. Father, I just lift your children up to you, those people who know you but are walking beneath the privileges that Jesus purchased for them on the cross. They're walking in oppression. They're walking with sickness and disease. They're walking in a lack of joy, a lack of life, a lack of a sense of purpose in their life. Father, Jesus purchased all of those things for them, Father. And I ask you to intervene by your grace and by your Spirit to help them know those things, to help them realize the depth, the breadth, the height of what Jesus purchased for them on the cross in this life and in the life to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Guys, a sweet time together. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, pleasure. Thank you, Stephen.
And that is all the time we have today. So for everyone from Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow on Good Friday as the legacy continues.
Take a moment right now to get your own free copy of Derek's eye-opening booklet, The Power of the Sacrifice, when you call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Call toll-free now, and we'll send you a copy free and postage paid. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can request your copy securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.